children, in the reading today, the Lord says that we can be His special possession, like a special treasure to Him. And it tells what we need to do. See if you can hear what He says we need to do. And Moses went up to God, and Yehovah called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the sons of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to me. And now, if hearing you shall hear my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own special possession above all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the sons of Israel." So did you hear what the Lord said we should do to be His special possession? There was two things He said we should do. You remember, that's true, we need to be good. That's very good. He said, "Hear my voice and keep my covenant." Now the Lord's going to say this in another reading, that He wants us to be His special people, and what do we need to do? "When Yehovah thy God shall bring thee to the land to which thou art coming to possess it, and He shall shake out many nations from before thee, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations of many and more numerous than thou. And when Yehovah thy God shall give them to thy faces, thou shalt strike them. Dooming thou shalt doom them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor be gracious to them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give to his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take to thy son. For they will turn aside thy son from following after me, that they may serve other gods. So the anger of Yehovah will be fierce against you and blot thee out quickly. But thus you shall do to them. You shall tear down their altars and break their statues and cut down their groves and burn up their carved images with fire. For thou art a holy people to Yehovah thy God. Yehovah thy God has chosen thee to be a special people to himself above all people that are on the face of the ground. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them." So what does the Lord say this time that they need to do? Did you hear anything of what He said? Mm-hmm. Can you remember? What did He say that they should do to the images and the statues and the other gods of the other nations? What should they do?
Burn up the statues.
Burn them up, that's right. Cut them down, yes?
Treasure.
Yes, and then they can be a special treasure to the Lord. So, what do you think it means? The Lord wants you to be a special treasure to Him, a special possession. Do you guys have any special things at your house? Something that you love best, like a toy or a game? Yes? The Word, very good, very good. Something that you keep in a special place? Here are some examples of some special possessions. Open this box. You can see this pretty gold decoration. And there's also a pearl necklace in here. And there's also a piece of gold. This is real gold. So you can have a look at some of these special possessions. You can pass them around. Now, a wonderful thing is the Lord wants you, each one of you, to be His special possession. He wants you to be precious to Him, like those pretty things in the box, so that He keeps you in a special place close to Him where He can take care of you. And so, in order for you to be the Lord's special treasure, you know what the Lord does? He gives you special gifts. Each one of you, the Lord gives to a special gift to. And you know what that gift is? The gift is the ability to be useful. Can I have that back, please? It'll be quicker if I just show it to you like this. Can you see these things? Are they pretty?
Can you picture yourself being like one of these special things to the Lord? Here, let me show the kids in the back. Can you picture yourself being something pretty and special to the Lord?
Isn't that neat to think that the Lord wants you to be like this to Him? Something special and pretty. And you know what? The Lord gives you a special gift. And what that special gift is the ability to be useful, to do something helpful for someone else. Can you think of something that you can do to help somebody else? It could be your mom and dad. Yes?
Love your neighbor.
Can you think? That's very good. Can you think of something specific that you do that's helpful to your family? Yes?
Be nice.
Very good. Yes?
Draw a picture
for your mom. Yes? Great. Cleaning up your house. Very good.
Be nice to all your parents.
Be nice to your parents and to your friends. Yes?
Mow the grass.
Very good. And the older you get, the more kinds of things you can do. Yes?
If your room is messy, you could tidy up your room.
You could clean up your room. Very good. Yes?
Drive your truck.
Uh-huh. See, that's a great thing. The Lord gives each one of us special things we can do to help other people. And you know what? The Lord gives a different gift to each one of us. Nobody is the same. If you think of 10 men working together on a crew, like to build a house, they're all good at their work, but they're all different. They each have their own personality, their own mind, their own energy. When they all work together and each one does the best he can, then great things get done, and they need each other's help. That's the way the Lord made us, each with our own special treasure from Him to share with other people. Now, to do that, we have to remember what the Lord said. We have to hear His voice, listen to His voice in the Word and in our conscience, and we have to keep His covenant. We must honor our father and mother. We must not hurt other people. We must not hurt marriage. We must not steal. We mustn't tell lies. We must keep His covenant. And when we do keep His covenant, then the Lord can be with us, and we can be with the Lord. And the Lord can keep giving us new treasures. As we grow up, we can get to be able to do more and more things for other people. And that is the greatest treasure that you can have. Did you know that the best thing that you will ever have in this world and in heaven forever is the ability to help other people? That's what makes angels happiest. So when they can do something, especially when they're doing it with their married partner, to help someone else. That's what makes angels happier and happier forever. And the Lord wants you to be that kind of person. He wants you to be His special treasure, close to His heart. And that's why He wants to give you these gifts. So that's what the Lord is saying to us in these readings today, that we can be His special possessions. Amen.